Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim Amar by Ram Gold. And today, Maseches Vachim, Daf Lamed Dal, the third parak, called Psuim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara says, Tami Sha'achu Basa Kodesh Fnei Zrikos Damim. If a Tami person ate Kadshim meat before the Zrika of the carbon's blood, Reish Lakish says he receives Malkus because Bakol Kodesh Wosiga prohibits a Tami from eating Kadshim whether before or after Zrika. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees because he derives the Azar for eating Kadshim while Tamei from a Gezer Shava from the word Tumaso, which is discussing Kadshim permitted to a Tahor, meaning after Zrika. Abai says this Malchokas only applies to Tumas Aguf, bodily Tuma, meaning a Tamei person eating Kadshim before Zrika. But regarding Tumas Basar, meat of Kadshim, which was Tamei and eaten by a Tahor person, everyone agrees there is Malkus, because a drasha teaches that even inedible kachim, such as Eitzim V'Lavona, wood and frankincense, can become tame and are prohibited in consumption. So meat before Zrika, which is not yet permitted, is likewise prohibited to eat when it is tame. Rava says the exact opposite, that regarding Tumas Basar, everyone agrees there is no Malkus, because since the Pasuk teaching Karis, which is specifically after Zrika, does not apply to it, neither does the nearby Pasuk prohibiting eating Tamei Kadshim. Point number two, Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, possible Mahush Yasir Shiraim, does a disqualified person who was Makabel and then Zorik blood render the animal's remaining blood remnants, which cannot be used for a valid Zrika? Rabbi Yochanan answered that the only invalid Zrika which makes the remaining blood Shiraim is one with an intent of Chutz Lizmano or Chutz Limkomo, which is considered Zrika for affecting Pigel. In another version, Reish Lakish asks if the Zrika of Kos Pasul, an invalid cup of blood, meaning it left the Azara, renders the remaining blood Shiraim. Rabbi Yochanan responded that its law is the same as the Zrika of a Pasul person. In a third version, Abaya asked, Kos Moshi Yase as Chavero Dichui or Shiraim? Does one cup of blood, which was used for Zrika, render the other cup of blood rejected blood or remnants? Is the second cup spilled out as rejected blood or poured into the yesod, the base of the mizbeach, like the extra blood in the first cup? Rabbah presented a brice which teaches that if the four blood applications were performed from four cups, all their remnants are poured into the yesod. But if all four matanos were performed from one cup, Tanaim disagree if the other three are spilled out or poured into the yesod. And point number three, the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Beis Amin Aleph taught that if a kosher person was makabel the blood and handed it to a pasul, or to his left hand, or poured it into a kli chol, a non-sacred vessel, or it spilled on the floor, it is returned to its place to perform zrika. The Gemara asks that the blood should become dichui, rejected by being in an invalid state and remain permanently disqualified from zrika. Rabbi answered that our Mishnah follows Chanan HaMitzri, who does not hold that something becomes disqualified through a temporary dichui. He ruled that if the Seir LaZazel dies even after the Seir LaShem is shechted and its blood received, the Seir LaZazel is replaced and the received blood of the Seir LaShem is still valid. Rav Ashi answers, Kol shebiyado lo havi dichui. Any disqualification which is in his power to rectify is not considered rejected and becomes valid when feasible. This is proven from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tan who scribes to the principle of permanent dichui, still holds that received blood, which spilled onto the floor, may be gathered up and used for Zrika. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara says, Tamei she'achol basar kodesh lifnei zrikos damim. If a Tamei person ate kadshim meat before the Zrika of the carbon's blood, Reish Lakish says he receives malchus because b'kol kodesh hosiga prohibits a Tamei from eating kadshim whether before or after Zrika. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees because he derives the Azar for eating Kadshim while Tamei from a Gezer Shava from the word Tumaso, which is discussing Kadshim permitted to a Tahor, meaning after Zrika. Abai says this Malchokas only applies to Tumas Aguf, bodily Tuma, meaning a Tamei person eating Kadshim before Zrika. But regarding Tumas Basar, meat of Kadshim, which was Tamei and eaten by a Tahor person, everyone agrees there is Malkus, because a drasha teaches that even inedible kachim, such as Eitzim V'Lavona, wood and frankincense, can become tame and are prohibited in consumption. So meat before Zrika, which is not yet permitted, is likewise prohibited to eat when it is tame. Rava says the exact opposite, that regarding Tumas Basar, everyone agrees there is no Malkus, because since the Pasuk teaching Karis, which is specifically after Zrika, does not apply to it, neither does the nearby Pasuk prohibiting eating Tamei Kadshim. Point number two, Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, possible, Mahush Yasir Shirayim, does a disqualified person who was makabel and then zorik blood render the animal's remaining blood remnants, which cannot be used for a valid zrika? Rabbi Yochanan answered that the only invalid zrika which makes the remaining blood shirayim is one with an intent of chutz lezman or chutz lemkomo, which is considered zrika for affecting pigel. In another version, Reish Lakish asks if the zrika of kos pasul, an invalid cup of blood, meaning it left the azara, renders the remaining blood shirayim. Rabbi Yochanan responded that its law is the same as the zrika of a pasul person. In a third version, Abaya asked, Kos Moshi Yase as Chavero Dichui or Shirayim? Does one cup of blood, which was used for Zrika, render the other cup of blood rejected blood or remnants? Is the second cup spilled out as rejected blood or poured into the Yesod, the base of the Mizbeach, like the extra blood in the first cup? Rabbah presented a price which teaches that if the four blood applications were performed from four cups, all their remnants are poured into the Yesod. But if all four matanos were performed from one cup, Tanaim disagree if the other three are spilled out or poured into the yesod. And point number three, the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph taught that if a kosher person was makabel the blood and handed it to a pasul, or to his left hand, or poured it into a kli chol, a non-sacred vessel, or it spilled on the floor, it is returned to its place to perform zrika. The Gemara asks that the blood should become dichui, rejected by being in an invalid state and remain permanently disqualified from Zrika. Rabbi answered that our Mishnah follows Chanan HaMitzri, who does not hold that something becomes disqualified through a temporary dichui. He ruled that if the Seir L'Azazel dies even after the Seir L'Hashem is shechted and its blood received, the Seir L'Azazel is replaced and the received blood of the Seir L'Hashem is still valid. Rav Ashi answers, Kol Shebiyado L'Havi Dichui. Any disqualification which is in his power to rectify is not considered rejected and becomes valid when feasible. This is proven from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanna who scribes to the principle of permanent dichui, still holds that received blood, which spilled onto the floor, may be gathered up and used for zrika. All right, so now we get our siman daf lamed dalet, and our standard siman is a ladder. A ladder. So here goes. The Tamei person who ate kashim meat before Zrika, who climbed a ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the Taur who ate Tamei kashim before Zrika was pater, was shocked when he saw that a pasul who did Kabbalah and Zrika did not render the remaining blood, Shirayim, and that a kashu who did Kabbalah and then put the kli in his left hand simply returned it to his right hand, since Koshe biyado lo havidichui. Once again, it's slow motion. The tummy person who ate kashim meat before Zrika, who climbed the ladder, a ladder, that must be run off Lamedalad. The tummy person who ate kashim meat before Zrika, who climbed a ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tar who ate kashim before Zrika was pater, which reminds us, Gemara discusses a tummy who eats kashim before Zrika versus a tar who eats tummy kashim before Zrika. So the tummy person who ate kashim meat before Zrika, who climbed a ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tar who ate tummy kashim before Zrika was pater, was shocked when he saw that a pasul who did Kabbalah and Zrika did not render the remaining blood Shirayim, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, pasul Moshe Yasir Shirayim, does a disqualified person who is makabel and then zorik blood render the animal's remaining blood remnants, which cannot be used for a valid Zrika? Rabbi Yochanan answered that the only invalid Zrika which makes the remaining blood Shirayim is one with an intent of chutz lezman or chutz lemkomo, which is considered Zrika for affecting pigel. So, the tummy person who ate kashim meat before Zrika, who climbed the ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tower who ate tummy kashim before Zrika was pater, was shocked when he saw that a pasul who did Kabbalah and Zrika did not render the remaining blood Shirayim, and that a kashu who did Kabbalah and then put the kli in his left hand simply returned it to his right hand, since kosher biyado lahavidichui, which reminds us, the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph taught that if a kosher person was makabel the blood and handed it to a pasul or to his left hand or poured it into a kli chol, a non-sacred vessel, or it spilled on the floor, it's returned to its place to perform zrika. The Gemara asks that the blood should become dichui, rejected by being in an invalid state, and remain permanently disqualified from zrika. Ravashi answers, Kol Shebiyado lahavidichui, any disqualification which is in his power to rectify is not considered rejected and becomes valid when feasible. This is proven from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanna who ascribes to the principle of permanent dichui, still holds the received blood which spilled onto the floor may be gathered up and used for zrika. So once again, the tummy person who ate kashim meat before Zrika, who climbed a ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tahor who ate tummy kashim before Zrika was pater, was shocked when he saw that a pasul who did Kabbalah and Zrika did not render the remaining blood Shirayim, and that Akasha, who did Kabbalah and then put the clean in his left hand, simply returned it to his right hand, since Kol Shebiyado Wahavidichui. Alright, so now it's time for a four blot back Chazara. Daf Lamed. So the symbol for Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Tamur Rebbe, that must be more on Daf Lamed, Melamed. The Tamur Rebbe, who was showing his class what happens when one says this animal should be halved between being a Tamur's Ola and a Tamur's Shlamim, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what if one said, Lachzos, this animal should be halved between being a Tamur's Ola and a Tamur's Shlamim? Since it is a single statement, does Rebbe Meir agree that both Tamuros take effect, or does he hold, even in this case, that the Tamur's Ola, which was mentioned first, takes effect and its Kedusha spreads through the entire animal? Abai says Rebbe Meir agrees in this case, they both take effect. But Rava says Rebbe Meir argues even in this case. So the Tamur Rebbe, who is showing his class what happens when one says this animal should be halved between being a Tamur's Ola and a Tamur's Shlamim, was interrupted by a Talmud who said he just did Shechita with both Chutz Lezmano v'Chutz Gimkomo intents and asked if it was similar, which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether two Machshavos during Shechita are like a case of Lachesos. So the Tamur Rebbe, who is showing his class what happens when one says this animal should be halved between being a Tamur's Ola and a Tamur's Shlamim, was interrupted by a Talmud who said he just did Shechita with both Chutz Lezmano v'Chutz Gimkomo intents and asked if it was similar, while standing in front of the blackboard with the words Tvos Lashon Rishon were written, which reminds us the Gemara brings Malchokas if Rebbe Meir's opinion is based on Tvos Lashon Rishon, giving primacy to the first statement. Daf Lamed Aleph, so the similar Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The judge, that must be more Daf Lamed Aleph, law. The judge called in to rule on the case of the sleeping half-kazayis of Chutz Lezmano, which reminds us, if one first intended to consume a half-size Chutz Lezmano, then intended to consume a half-zayis Chutz Gimkomo, and finally intended another half-zayis Chutz Lezmano. Rava says, V'yikatz k'yoshina pikol. The pikol is awakened like one who is sleeping, meaning the first chatzi zayis of Chutz Lezmano, which originally joined the chatzi zayis of Chutz Gimkomo to disqualify the carbon without making a pikol, is able to join with the second chatzi zayis of Chutz Lezmano to create a full pikol, as if awakening from sleep, and the chatzi zayis of Chutz Gimkomo is not significant enough to prevent the pikol. Rav Habnuna holds otherwise. So the judge called in to rule on the case of the sleeping half kazayis of Chutz Lezmano, informed the Kohanim present that a dog and fire are called achilos, which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether intent for dogs or fire to consume the carbon Chutz Lezmano is pigel. So the judge called in to rule on the case of the sleeping half kazayis of Chutz Lezmano, informed the Kohanim present that a dog and fire are called achilos, and brought along his kedei achilos press watch for the Kohen who was thinking about the Mizbeach eating very slowly tomorrow. Which reminds us, Rama asks if one intended for kazayis to be eaten, b'yes mechdei achilos press, in longer than enough time to eat half a loaf of bread, does this make pigel? Do we compare human consumption to the consumption of the Mizbeach, since they're compared in the Pasuk, which has no limit of Kedei Achilas Pras, or do we compare it to Achilas Hedyot, a commoner's consumption, limiting it to Kedei Achilas Pras? Daf Lamed Beis, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Beis is a lab, so here goes. The Tzar lab scientist, that must be more on Daf Lamed Beis, lab. The Tzar lab scientist, who was excited to shech the carbon, which reminds us, the third parak begins on the previous daf. Kol psum sheshchatu. Anyone disqualified from performing a vote who shechted, the shechita is valid, because shechita is valid when performed by zarim, women slaves, and tamei people, even for kachi kachim, provided the tameim do not touch the meat. Therefore, they can invalidate a carbon with machshava, such as chutz lezmano, during shechita. So the Tzar lab scientist, who was excited to shech the carbon, L'chadchila, saw that his colleague who installed a tumah detector in the Azara so that if any part of a tummy person entered, he would get a malchus, which reminds us, Ula said in the name of Reish Lakish, Tamei shehiknis yadu lifnim goka, a tummy person who put his hands into the Azara receives malchus because the Pasuk says about a tummy woman, she may not touch anything sacred and she may not enter the Mikdash. Malkish bi'el negia. This Pasuk compares entering the Mikdash to touching Kadshim. Manegia b'miksas shmanegia, just as partial touching is considered touching, since normally one touches without his entire body, af bia b'miksas shma bia. So too, partial entry is considered entry. Therefore, if any part of a tummy person's body enters the mikdash, he incurs malchus for entering the mikdash as a tummy. So the Tzar lab scientist, who was excited to shech the carbon, saw that his colleague who installed the tumah detector in the Azara so that if any part of the tummy person entered, he would get malchus, was confounded when a Matsora Balkari Tvul Yom extended his hand in for the blood of the Hashem and the censer didn't go off. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, if Bia b'mixas Shema Bia, how will the Matsora Tvul Yom extend his hand into the Azara for the blood of his Hashem and oil to be placed onto his thumb in order that he should be able to bring a Karban Pesach? Since partially entering the Azara is also an Aseh, Sheish Bo Karas, it should not be overridden to facilitate bringing a Pesach. Well, I answered that a Matsora is different. However, Hutu Atsarasa, Hutu Akirio, since he became permitted to extend his thumbs into the Azara, despite his Tsaras, he's allowed to do so despite his Tumas Keri. Daf Lamed Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The peg leg pirate, that must be more on Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg leg pirate who was banished from the ship because he had Saras and told that he could not extend his hands into the Azar to do smicha on his Hashem since it requires klo kocho with most of his body, which reminds the Gemara discusses why a Matsor cannot extend his hands into the Azar to do smicha on his Hashem. Rav Yosef answers, ko somech rosh v'ruba machnis, whoever performs smicha must bring his head and most of his body into the Azara. This is because smicha requires klo kocho, all his strength, which cannot be done without most of his body. So the peg-leg pirate who was banished from the ship because he had saras and told that he could not extend his hands into the azar to do smicha on his Hashem since it requires kokoho with most of his body, and that there's a gezer from entering for smicha since he might take extra steps which would incur malchus, which reminds us, the Gemara then asks, if the smicha of an Hashem Matzor is required midaraisa, and the law requiring techev smicha shchita, that the shchita should immediately follow the smicha is also midaraisa, then leo velismo chohedya, the Matzor should enter the Azara and do smicha outright, since the Torah dictates it. Ravada bar Masna answers, gezer shen yarbe bepsios. There's a rabbinical decree prohibiting him from entering for smicha out of a concern that perhaps he'll take extra steps in the Azara, which would incur karas. So the peg-leg pirate who was banished from the ship because he had saras and told that he could not extend his hands into the azar to do smicha on his Hashem since it requires kokoho with most of his body, and that there's a gezer from entering for smicha since he might take extra steps which would incur malchus, was glad he wasn't the tummy pirate he passed who was getting malchus for touching food, which reminds us, the Gemara says, tummy shenaga b'kodesh, if a tummy person touch kachim foods, Reish Lakish says he receives malchus because the pasuk says, but kokodesh hosiga, he shall not touch any sacred food. Rabbi Yochanan says he does not receive malchus, explaining that this pasuk refers to touching truma. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff to discuss what the din is if one intended a kasai to be eaten longer than kedei achilas pras? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 2. Which daf does Gemara bring the psukim in Parshas Tzav and Parshas Kedoshim as the sources for Chutz Lizmano and Chutz Limkomo? That's on daf Chav Ches. Good. Number 3. Which daf discuss a tummy person who touches kachim foods? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do Machokes if the order of Machshavos matters between Chutz Lizmano and Chutz Limkomo? That's on daf Chav Tes. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn the Ravashi holds? Kol shebiyado l'havidichui. Any dichui which is in his power to rectify is not considered rejected and becomes valid when feasible. That's on Dav. Lamedalit. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss the case where one intended to consume a chetzi zayis chutz lizmano, then intended to consume a chetzi zayis chutz limkomo, and then intended another chetzi zayis chutz lizmano? That's on Dav. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss with our apostle makes shirayim, which cannot be used for a valid zarika? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we bring a machokas if Reb Meir's opinion is based on Tavos Lashon Rishon? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss the din of a tummy who eats kachim meat before zarika versus a tahor who eats tummy kachim before zarika? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Great. And number 10. Which daf do in the Bia b'mixas Shema Bia, that partial entry into the Azara is considered entry? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.